All right, time for us to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial in downtown Port Huron. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I think summer has finally made it.
It's about time. We've been waiting.
I think Mother Nature was literally waiting for the first day of summer.
Maybe that was it.
Flipped the switch and said, okay, now summer.
That's exactly what seems to have happened. We'll take it, all the warm and sunny days we can get. Something that a lot of families find themselves dealing with is something that they never expected to be dealing with, and that is the kids having to manage their parents' finances when their parents are no longer able to, when they reach a certain age, whether it's dementia, physical disabilities, or some other reason that the kids have to manage the parents' finances.
Yeah, so it's one of those things we don't think about a lot, or maybe we don't even talk about a lot, but you know, this kind of thing has been top of mind for me lately. My mom's going through some medical issues, so I'm helping her with more, not financial things, but medical stuff.
Right.
Actually, after we're done here this morning, I got to take her to a medical appointment.
Yeah.
So, and she's probably listening right now. So, hi, Mom. But yeah, so taking care of parents' financial matters
sure.
is something we don't normally plan for. It kind of gets thrust upon us.
Exactly.
So I thought maybe one of the things we could talk about today is maybe planning for that a little bit better, because you know, making financial decisions takes time. It takes attention. It takes energy at any age. But when we get to the point where we're, you know, older and we're having more difficulty making mm-hmm. those financial decisions, you know, our health is declining, maybe we have some cognitive issues, you know, that's the kind of time that we need somebody to step in and help us. So what we thought we'd talk about today is some advice and some ideas on how to handle that situation and be more prepared for it instead of being it, have it hit us by surprise.
Well, for that very reason, you don't want to wait too late to talk about financial matters, because if you wait, it could be too late. You get to that point where, oh my gosh, parents aren't able to make these decisions anymore. I wish that we had talked about what they wanted done in this instance.
Yeah. So in that mindset of not being surprised, to be prepared for it, one of the first things we want to do is, you know, don't wait to talk about financial matters with your parents. You know, it's not a comfortable conversation. It's nothing we want to do is talk to our parents about their finances. But it is essential that you're at least familiar with what their intentions are for their care and what kinds of plans they have in place. You know, maybe you just want to have a high level conversation with them to start about, you know, what kind of financial things they have in place, what kind of estate planning things do they have in place, what is their, you know, what do they want to have happen with their care, do they have something in writing, where do they keep those documents if you need to get your hands on them. So some real high level conversations, and then we can always lay that groundwork and for some more detailed conversations down the road. But at least on a high level, we want to have a good understanding where those things are.
Yeah, having a good contact list is probably a good idea, too.
Yeah, so just kind of asking mom and dad, you know, a little bit about their situation and having their contact list. So, you know, if we want to talk about paying their bills, where do they do their banking? You know, where do they have their insurance policies, health insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance, what kinds of insurance policies they have, where do they keep those documents,
mm-hmm.
You know, what, who do they work with for their investments, who's their financial planner, who's their attorney, who's their accountant. So having a good idea of, you know, who they deal with, who the professionals that they trust, so that if you need to reach out to those people, you can reach out to them. And in some instances, you can have a document on file with them. In my office in particular, you can have a power of attorney on file that says that if something were to happen, that they can get information on the accounts, you know, so there can be a springing power of attorney, which only takes effect if you become incapacitated, or there's an immediate power of attorney that says that they can do things right now. But
right.
we kind of urge a lot of our clients to have that in writing, so that if something were to happen that was unexpected, that, you know, someone else can have access to the funds and have access to the, you know, making distributions if needed.
Right. Having a support network is important so that the child that has to deal with the parents' finances doesn't feel like they're doing it all by themselves.
Yeah, I think so. I think you want to sit down and think about that support network while they're still healthy. Again, we want to try to do some of these things while we're still healthy instead of mm-hmm. waiting for that last minute when we have to be sprung in, you know, have it sprung on us and have to come up with all this stuff at the same time. So, you know, talk with your siblings and other family members and about what kinds of care they can provide. You know, it's not a nice conversation. It's not a pleasant conversation that we want to have, but you want to get everybody together while they're still healthy and in a good mental capacity and be realistic about, you know, what kinds of support they have available to them and how much it's going to cost. And proactively decide who can do different things, like who's going to drive them to doctor's appointments, who can manage their financial affairs, who can care for their house. I think it's a good idea to have a good idea what that support network's going to look like, again, in advance instead of having to figure it all out, you know, at the last minute.
It's conversations you need to have while you're able to have them with your parents, because, you know, you don't know what the future may bring. So you got to try and anticipate what their needs in the future may be.
Yeah, so if we kind of anticipate some of those lifestyle challenges and take a look at that, You know, even if it's something we don't need yet, we want to explore the costs of the various different things like assisted living facilities, memory care services, and see what kinds of coverages our parents have for that. Do they have policies in place that will cover any of those expenses? And if not, how are those expenses going to get covered? Yeah. Do mom and dad have the funds saved up to cover those types of expenses? Would the kids be able to chip in and cover some of those expenses? You know, we just want to make sure we have a game plan in place and know where we can go to get some of those things covered. And if we're going to have some gaps, figure out how we can cover those gaps.
Yeah. Dealing with some of this stuff in my own family with my in-laws, and I know that my brother-in-law has had to leave work or take days off work to take care of his parents. And that's something you need to really communicate with your workplace is, look, I need to spend a lot of time with my parents, you know, and make sure that they're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been going through that myself, and luckily, you know, my client's been very, you know, gracious to reschedule appointments here and there when I've had to take my mom to some various medical appointments, and I've had to shuffle my schedule around a little bit. But, you know, when you think about it, there are different things that you can look at. So you want to know what your rights are at work. We think about the FMLA Act of 1993 allows you to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave to provide for care for your family members with a serious health condition. So again, that's something we could think about doing, mm-hmm. but the key word in there was unpaid, right? Yeah. So 12 weeks of unpaid work, we had to make sure we can afford to do that for our parents. But there are different things out there. Even a lot of our HR departments, we can reach out to them. A lot of them have programs that kind of help you balance mm-hmm. taking care of parents or taking care of family members while still trying to do your job and so forth. So maybe want to know what resources we have available to us at our own jobs
right.
so that when the time comes to help out mom or dad, we're able to do that and we know what kind of resources we have available to us at our jobs.
Speaking of that, you know, possible sacrifice of, you know, working without a salary while you care for your parents. I mean, we talked about this with putting your kids through college last week. Don't sacrifice your own retirement to put your kids through college, and don't sacrifice your own retirement or your kids' college or whatever your financial goals are to take care of your parents. You got to find a way to manage both.
Yeah, and that's a juggling act, right? Because if you think about it, we want to help mom and dad out, both, you know, with our time and if needed with our money. But at the same time, we have to understand that that could put some serious strains on our own financial plan. So we want to make sure that, you know, we take a look at our own financial situation, see how much we can afford to contribute, mm-hmm. Both be it maybe time away from work where we're, you know, lowering our earnings, or maybe taking money from our own personal savings to kind of help mom and dad out. So we want to make sure that we're not putting ourselves at risk of jeopardizing our own financial goals in order to help them.
Not a comfortable thing to talk to your parents about, you know, when they're able. You don't want to say, hey, when you become incapacitated, what are we going to do about your finances and things like that. But it is a conversation you have to have so that everybody's on the same page and you can care for them when they need that kind of care.
Yep, and I think it's just a great conversation to have with your parents right now while they're still healthy. It's a great conversation yep. to have with your siblings, maybe some sort of family meeting. Yep. Just have a talk about it. It's not, you know, the most pleasant conversation. It's nothing we really want to seek out to do,
right.
but I think it's definitely important. And if you need some help with professionals, you can contact your parents' financial advisor or their attorney. Those are the experts that work day in and day out with families of similar situations that can help you take the steps necessary to feel more confident that you're in a good situation, both for you and for your parents.
Another reason it's good to have a financial planner in your corner, whether it's for you or your parents, if somebody wants to reach you, Dave Betts, how do they go about doing that?
You can contact my office. The phone number is 987-5370. I also invite anybody out there listening to go to my Facebook page. I post constant articles on there that are, you know, when the markets are turning, when the economy is turning, really helpful tidbits about retirement planning and so forth. It's free, so the price is right on that.
Absolutely.
But there's good content I usually put out there on a pretty regular basis. Office is located right downtown Port Huron.
All right. Dave Betts with Ameriprise Financial, Money in the Morning on WPHM. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Paul.